Rabbi also passes, like Rashi's pshat. This is the pshat of Moshe Shaken. That they have reference to the nerves, the sacral nerves that branch out in the sacral area. V'yad b'chlal, v'chumre. He passes, v'chumre. V'im nipsiku echot mishnei chutei pitzurim rishenim ushniim, treiv. Avo im nipsiku chutei chutei pitzra shlishi ksheo. Uveiv. But we saw that there are 2 days in the tour. So then, the Mechaber passes that it's only treifa up to the point where it begins, where the wings articulate with the goof, not up to the lower extremities of the wings. But then he says, "Yesh matrifin beiv ad became kloi shchiva so etzem amchuba leguf." Vochenoi. In loy, they have said no. All right. Now, nitla kovet, v'mishayir imenu klum, so it's treife, so it's more as a kashe, ho nishayir imenu klum kshayiro, avu gav mohave kazayis, so it doesn't matter how much is left of the liver. As long as something is left of the liver, even though it's less than a kazayis, it's a minimum liver, so it's still kshayiro. Vatnan Tlakov Shai Mekazais Kheiro Om Rab Yosef Loikash Hore Pri or Pshimon Bareb. So that took shot in Rashi. One is just the reverse of the other. Vatnan Kamil Kheiro was this. That when the Kheiro, if it's Nitlakov, then Shai Mekazais. But if less than Kazais of the liver remains, it's trade. Oh, so, ho repri o shim rebe, kod repri e zoriko. Rep shim rebe mat vilo, visimonoch, ashirim ikam tzim. Rep shim rebe was an osher. That was just, the Gemara didn't mean to talk loshen hoche to this thing. Just as a simen, in other words. Not that he was stingy. Just as a simen to remember. Zoriko li behemo. So, Rep shim rebe was accustomed to throw away a behemo, that's the first pshat of Rashi. Zorik was accustomed to throw away a behemo in which the major portion of the liver was taken out and the kazayis did not remain. So he used to throw away such behemoths. Why did he throw away such behemoths? I mean, it's about tashris. Obviously, he held that it's also his grave, so he had to throw it away. Had he held that it's ksheo, why should he throw away a behemoth in which the major portion of the liver was taken out, and less than a kazayis of the liver remained. So that means that Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, according to so zorich lo lebeim, shul nishtal kazayin according to zorich treif, and Rav Chiya zorich lo, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe madbel. So Rav Chiya held that even if in mashu kovet remains, but if it's less than a kazayis, so it's treif. That's why Rav Chiya is zorich, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe is madbel. So why did they say dipped? Because whatever they ate, they dipped it in something, in a certain sauce. So that means that means Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was accustomed to eat a behemo from which the liver was the major portion of the liver was removed and only mashu remained, because Rav Shimon bar Rebbe held that as long as there is a mashu liver remaining, so it is ksheiro. And Rav Chiya, he held that if less than a kazayis of liver remains, so then it's treif. Madbilo eichlo, b'chol machol al b'timu chayim etzich harizis. Kach shomayim. That's one pshat. Avu nir rabbeinai, but Rashi. That's the pshat he heard from his rabbein. But Rashi's own pshat is something else. Avu nir rabbeinai, ki b'yisa v'heter, torif u'machshir av'shayich v'misne. So why do they use the Russian? He threw it away. Who is interested in knowing what he did with it? Whether he threw it away or he gave it away to a goy, I mean, it's of importance. He could have given it away to a goy too, I mean. It's not important for us to know that he threw it away. The important thing is that he didn't eat it, because he considered treif. And Rav Shimon bar Rebbe ate it. So the Gemara should say, Rav Chiya matri, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe machshia. Why did the Gemara say, Rav Chiya zoriklei and he is stubborn? Torif, aber wenn du bist aber aber mir wenn du bist aber doch mir schau ich einfach nicht. Wieso kommt du scheiße weg? Und mir stapre der Horik. Repriya Zorik, now, according to the Pshat of the Rabbi Sof of Rashi, so Repriya is the Machmir, Rabbi Shimba Rebbe is the Maker. And we start with the contrast the other way. And we start with the Oikoma. Repriya Zorik, we call it Shekhubayim. Vilo Yoheikhle, do we have a Choshim? We Rabbi Shimba Madhu, it's a very strange Pshat. So I count you. Repriya is the Maker, according to Rashi's Pshat. And Rav Shimon is the Machmir. Rav Chiya Zorik, let me come to Rimo. V'lo yeich lei, la ha v'choshev lei. Rav Shimon mad bilei, di achol gav la v'bosa hu, koch lei, mishim rium se, di kosov al nishom o tlu yabei, ki di kainu om broches, kol nefesh, meishiv nefesh, whatever is important for the life of the Balchai is a very important food for the health of a person. So Mele call Nefesh Meshiv Nefesh. Everything that is indispensable for the functioning of the behemoth is a basic foodstuff for the health that is indispensable for the health of the person. So Mele Khidam Vinon, Horit Shiavu Yechita Kazais, Bosa Kinesh Diznafsha. Hilkach, Imlo Nishtaya Kazais, Lahali Sarucho. שיעזר וירפא יסטרייב ולרפחיה לא יבויה כדלהל יסערוכו אלא שיהיו רפורטים מוקים טליה דימורה ושיהיו רבי מוקים מורה בין so according to Rashi's Pshat רפחיה is a maker in other words according to רפחיה so even if there is a משהו left so it's כשיום Some melee, it wasn't necessary. So it wasn't necessary food for him. So he didn't eat it. Mashenin kine konit Rav Shimba Rebbe. So according to him, so it's only kshero if a substantial portion of the liver remains. Some melee, so you need more of it in order to be meshiv nefesh. That's why Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was mad. Rav Chiya lo yiboyeh kedlahal yisarucho. Elo shiyu repurti. Mokim tali dimoro. Di shiyu rebi mokim moro bino. Kedlikamo. Kedlikamo. In other words, according to Rav Chiya, as long as the mash of the liver remains in the animal, attached to the gallbladder, so then the behemoth can live already. The behemoth can live already. So in other words, the other part of the... So what is important, what is indispensable for the life of the behemoth, a small piece, a minimum liver, in the gallbladder area. So Mimele, only a minimum liver in the gallbladder area is indispensable for the life of the behemoth. So as a meshiv nefesh, is the same thing. So only that part of the liver is meshiv nefesh, but the other portion of the liver that is not near the gallbladder is not meshiv nefesh, because kol nefesh meshiv nefesh, whatever is indispensable for the life of the animal is meshiv nefesh, is indispensable for the health of the person. So memele. So that's a raya. So the Gemara mentions that Reb Chiya was accustomed to throw away the kovet of the behemoth. Why? Because he considered as the essential part of the liver only that small piece that is adjacent to the gallbladder. But the rest of the liver is not important. So mainly it was not important as a source of life, so it wasn't important as a meshiv nefesh for his health. So that's why he didn't eat it. Mashenkin, according to Rav Shimon, so a substantial portion of the liver is indispensable for the life of the animal. So as a meshiv nefesh, also a substantial portion of the liver was necessary. That's why he was accustomed to be madvil the liver. Ashir mikamtzin, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, בני של נוסי הויו ומקמץ לא שואין עצמו. In other words, he didn't throw away. He didn't throw away. So that means, as a way to remember it, it doesn't mean that he did it because he was stingy. He did it because, according to him, it was a basic organ. The substantial portion of the liver was a basic organ. And mele, it was a basic foodstuff as a meshif nefesh. But in order to remember it, we should remember that the one who was rich, I mean, did not throw away any liver. There was a battalion. A battalion, they also like Pumpadisse, and they occupied Pumpadisse. Also Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef were fugitives. They had to escape because this battalion, this regiment of soldiers was determined to harass the Jews. So the melee, they had to escape from Pumpadisse. So as they were fleeing, escaping, Rav Zeira met them. So he said to them, Arukoye, fugitives, refugees, Kazai Shomru Bimokimo. In other words, that the Kazais that has to remain in order that should be Ksheiro has to be Bimokimo, near the gallbladder. Ravade Barave Omar Bimokim Shechai. Bimokim Shechai. So Rashi says, Arukoye. But then there is another one, Shin Bimokim Shechayo, Shakovet Chayo Mishom, the Haina Mikom Koyoso, Kishimiur, Dvukot Arasakloyes. So one pshat is, Shakovet Chayo means that it has to be near the kidneys, Zenirli, Umetsosi, which there's another pshat, that Mokim Shechayo means near the diaphragm, Beyisaras Akovet, Beintrafshi, the diaphragm. So, Omar Rav Pope Hilkach. So since there was a machlekes where the kazais that has to remain of the liver has to be near the gallbladder or b'mokim shachayo the diaphragm. So mele we need two gzeisim of the liver should remain. Hilkach binon kazais b'mokim moro u'binon kazais b'mokim shachayo. Suppose there is a kazayis of liver, but it's not together. Let's say you have one piece, and then part of the liver was cut out, and then you have another piece, but it's not together, the kazayis. So is it kshei or not? Kiritsuama. Suppose it is in the form of a strip, the liver that remained. Boy ravashi. Kazayis mirudot ma. Mirudot. So Rashi says, mirudot is elongated. Suppose that the kazayis liver, so the shape is an elongated shape. Vigora mechitzo. Vigora mechitzo. Is it shei or treif? Teiv. Boi mini rav zreike miravano. Nidal delo koveit, umuro bitrapshel. Suppose the koveit was not removed, but it was torn away, but it's still attached to the diaphragm. Ma, Oma, lay dildul zayin yidei ama. I don't understand what problem he had. Monefshah, ili mandoma bimokim moro oi. So, according to mandoma, who says that there has to be a kazais of the liver, should remain joined to the gallbladder, so why do you care that it was torn away? As long as it is still attached to the gallbladder, so it's kshayo. And even mandoma mokim shechayo to the diaphragm, so ike. So even if it was torn away, partial. Umuro bitav shefer, kam kat v'kam yad v'kula kayemes. Hoyikva are kula kayemes. Are kula kayemes. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, so for next time, so you should go over the Gemara. Up to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the second line. Up to Omar Afram. Hayrei Didam Yeluf Setrei. Come away. That means if the outer membrane was pierced, the amulet comes at all. Some say that the Mishnah means if the inner membrane was pierced. Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Yumim Rav Nachman v'simon och kitune divrode di manches beirei like a rose coat in which a rose coat in which the reye is lying, is enclosed. In other words, because the inner membrane is red. So that's in order to remember it, so we should think of a rose. Veret is a rose, a flower. So a rose coat in which the ray is enclosed. That's a way of remembering. Pshite. I in kefiloye vel in keftatoye tatoye mei. Chiderab. So if the inner membrane, if the outer membrane was punctured, and the inner membrane hard, so the inner membrane certainly protects the lung. Kidrab, kidrob. The Omar Robe, Hai Reye, the Eaglet, Kiahine, Sum Kekshir. In other words, if the Reye was peeled off, in other words, the outer membrane was peeled off, and it was peeled off, and it looks like a red date. Like a red date, because the inner membrane is red. So Kshir. Why? Because since the inner membrane is intact, so the lung is protected. But suppose the inner membrane is punctured and the outer membrane is intact. Make it a loyme. There's the shy. So the Gemara says, Pligibor Abacha Rabbi, Chadoma loyme, the Chadoma making, the Hilchas making. In other words, that it's making either way. Not only if the outer membrane was punctured and the inner not, but even if the inner was punctured and the outer not, so it's still megen, so it's still kshero. So when is it treif? Only both membranes are punctured. All right. Kidrav Hilchas megen. Kidrav Yisef. Domar Rav Yisef. Hai reye diavshe. Suppose you see that the reye the long produces a sound. It produces a sound. So I yadinon heicha avshe. So I mean, the fact that it produces a sound, that there is a certain buzz emanating from the reye, that in itself does not make the behemoth reye. But this is a reye. This gives rise to ichshoshe. Maybe there is a neki. Maybe there is a neki. So hay reye daafshe, I adinon heicha afshe. So if we know the source of the sound, which part in the reye the sound comes from. So you put on that spot that from which the sound comes, you put on that particular spot a feather or spittle or straw or gile. If it causes it to bubble, when you put a feather on the spot that produces a sound and then it starts bubbling, so treif, that shows that there is a nekid. Vim loik shem. Vim yadino neche afshe. So that is, if we know the exact spot from which the sound comes, so then we can very easily test it by putting a feather on that spot. But suppose we don't know the exact spot from which the sound comes. Vim yadino neche afshe. My sinon metichle te demaye psho. So we bring a basin with lukewarm water, and we put the lung inside the lukewarm water, only lukewarm water, hot water not, because if we put the lung, if we were to put the lung in hot water, it will start to shrivel, the lung will start to shrivel, and we can put the lung in cold water, because the mitarash, then it will harm. El Muslim be pushing. We put the lung in lukewarm water. We have frina lung and we inflate the lung. So if it starts bubbling, you see. So if you know the exact spot, so then you can easily test it by just putting feather. You don't have to put the whole lung in water. But if you don't know the exact spot that produces the sound, but you know there is a certain spot that produces the sound, so then we have to put it in lukewarm water, and we have to blow the lung, we have to inflate it. So so then, if when we inflate the lung, it starts bubbling, that there is an ekev. That's why it starts bubbling. But if it doesn't start bubbling, even when we inflate the lung, when we blow the lung in lukewarm, while it's placed in lukewarm water, so cheo. Because if it does not bubble, so then there is no nekev. So then you ask, if there is no nekev, so why is there a sound? Why does it produce a sound? So the conclusion is tatoye inken. The inner membrane of the lung was perforated. Iloye inken. But the outer membrane was not perforated. Why is there a sound? Because the air, the bene, because that is brought about the vibrations of the molecules of air that enter, since there is a nekev, so then it comes out, and it cannot, because through the nekev in the inner membrane, and it cannot come out. So since the air, the molecules of air cannot pass, so they cause, there is pressure, they cause a vibration. That's why there is a sound. There's a vibration of the air between the inner membrane and the outer membrane. So it cannot come out there. So mimele it causes a vibration. Let's see the Rashi. Kitune de vrode. Mal b'shodeim shorein munachas bein. Shorein munachas bein. Vrode al sheiv. שקרום תחת נודמו, כדאמרים לו לכמם, כי היינה סומקה, דיגלנט, שניטל קרום אליה, it was peeled off completely, the outer membrane, ויהוב שעת, כמו גלודו למסניס, what is גלודו? That's one of the traces. So גלודו means that the skin, the hide was taken off from the living being. All right, so here it means it was peeled off, the outer membrane. כי היינה סומקה שנשאר אז, בקרום התחת, so only the inner membrane is left. והיא כתמרה אדומה, and that looks like a red date. The afshe, it produces a sound. When you blow it, so it produces a sound. As if air would come out. So that gives rise to the sophic, maybe there is an ekev. So the air passes through, there's a lot of air that passes through the ekev, so that produces a sound. So, if we know this particular spot that produces a sound, so then we don't have to put it in water. So we just put a feather, or gile, a spittle, or gile, a straw, or reike, a spittle. Gile, cash, straw. If it starts bubbling, that's why it starts bubbling. But we don't suppose we can determine the exact spot that produces the sound. So then we can test it through a feather. Then we have to test it by placing it in lukewarm water. My sinner meshachilte. That's a basin. Right? I mean, maybe this, let's say. Maybe the same word like you can, I don't know. The Maya Pshua El Mesvinam. Lukewarm water. Likule Reye. Liseichon. So we have to put the whole lung in it. Shekolbokim Sheyesh Bonekev Yivaz Bitsu Amayi. So without knowing the particular spot that produces the sound, it will start bubbling if there is a Nekev. But if there is no Nekev, the Kavtzalo, the Trivels, Vanekev Nistam, Reizum Tikeyof, the Mitalashalo, Makshine Sokev, and it harms. ואם אין שם נקב בקרום העליין ויש נקב בתחתי מסקר העליין מח משהו קולוש ומה עם הקורים מייסחין איסו כשמסקש so in other words, so sometimes there was no penetrating נקב but as a result of putting it in the cold water so the נקב will be widened like, like this it's only the the inner membrane that was perforated and the outer not, but as a result of putting it in the cold water now, so the whole it will become bigger than the neck and to become penetrating neck. weil mein Akkor im Meister nicht so kisch, im Skashi. Da toi inke. So if it bubbles, it's a raya, there's an ecke. That's why it bubbles. But if it doesn't bubble, so then the question arises, but it bubble, it doesn't. At the same time, it produces a sound. If it produces a sound, there must be vibration. Now, if there is vibration, so the natural reason as to why there is vibration is because there is an ecke. But if there is an ecke, then it would bubble. So, in other words, it doesn't bubble, but it still there is vibration. In other words, air starts, is trying to pass through, but it can't pass through. Why? Because the outer membrane is not perforated. So, mainly it causes vibration. And bubble it can, because there is no full necker. But it causes vibration, so it's kshayon. Tatoye ninke, v'aruach yitzim b'pnim derach ha-necker. V'niyoch lotis chutz b'pnikrum ha-elyin, shemeyin, v'nichnas ruach li ben beis ha-krumim. So it exerts pressure. The air exerts pressure on the outer membrane. So that causes the vibration and the sound. Lefichah mashmeskim. All right. Guf. Omar Rabba. Hay rege di'iglat ka'in esum kekshayon. If a lung was filled up and it remained like a red day, it's a kshel. In other words, the inner membrane is intact. Ve'yomar Rav, re'e she'edimo miktoso kshel, kulo treifo. Now, if a re'e is completely red, so then it is straight. But if it is partly red, it's kshel. Omer Rabbeinu Rav, miktoso my time. Why do you say that if the mare is only mitzosa, okay, so then it's kshel? Because the hadre bori, because it will disappear, it will disappear. In other words, it's not indicative of a basic organic defect in the rei, of a nekev, or it's not even indicative that it's destined to become nikuvo later on. So that's why kshel. So even if it's completely wet, so also hadra bori, it will be cured of that condition. It's destined to be cured of that condition. So merely it shouldn't be traded. Merely tanya, kolanana hadra bori. Merely tanya ushosh kotzim umosim achiyitzim emdam. That's like Abi Shabbos. That's like Abi Shabbos. So if someone is chayvim, if someone is chayvim, ish menosh kotzim amurim b'teiro, they have an iskin. So even if the dam does not come out, and the dam is nitzrami bachutz and doesn't come out, he's still chayev, because they have an eyah. Mashen ken, if it's the other shrotzim, not the shmini shrotzim amurateiro, who do not have a real eyah. So then, only when am I chayev, if dam comes out. In other words, if I inflict an injury upon the other shrotzim, not the shmini shrotzim, and dam comes out, lechutz, then I'm chayev mishim chayev. But if dam doesn't come out, just nitzra, so I'm not chayev. So mi lo itanye, ushosh kotzim umosim achi yeitzim in dam. Now let's see the Rashi. Mi lo itanye, ushosh kotzim umosim ktanim, kein tzvadei, videim lehem. Sheiron rach, chutz mishmen esrotzim, sheiron kosh, it doesn't mean that the other shrotzim, ein lo meir. So Rashi explained, it doesn't mean it doesn't have any air at all. It has a very thin skin. Sheiron rach, chutz mishmen esrotzim, sheiron kosh, ein chayu rebi shabes, mishm chayveir, ashe teitzim em tipas dam, ve'abo bishim yitzra adam, ve'edim eirom bachutz. Even though it becomes red, sometimes you hit a person or you hit an animal, and dam doesn't come out. But you see that it becomes, the skin is completely red. That's nitzra adam. So b'shmei l'shrotzim yachay mishim chabur. But by the other shrotzim, only if dam mamish comes out. But if it becomes red, not. She'at she'teitzim until the dam v'avav b'shmei l'shrotzim adam v'hedim eirom b'chutz. Even though the whole skin became red, ein zel akus. Because in other shrotzim, so in the other shrotzim, since the skin is very thin, so it very quickly becomes red. So in other words, very quickly comes red, and it will quickly becomes red, and quickly the redness will disappear. Mashmino shrotzim, they have a very thick skin, so mimele, it doesn't so quickly become red. And if it did become red, so that means that it will not be cured. You see, so why do we consider it as a nekev? In other words, you did not say after all, just the imare red does not make the behemoth red. It's only if the long has a nekev, or it's destined to get a nekev. So why should you say that if it's completely wet, so that it's it has an ekev, or it's destined to become an ekev. No, it's, it doesn't indicate that the oil is an ekev, and it doesn't indicate that it's destined to have an ekev. It's a, I mean, it, it will be no probability, it will be cured. So, but you'll say, but here talking of a behemo. So a behemo is analogous to a shmina shrotzim that has a very hard skin, not to the other shrotzim that has a very thin skin. So that's why if it is completely red, so then we say treifo, because since the behemo does not has a relatively hard skin and still it became completely red, so it's a raya. The, either that it is, it became perforated, or that it's destined to become perforated. It's an incurable condition. So, v'chiteim l'shmin eshrotzim idaminon, titone b'ufirik eshrotzim, nitzcha adam v'nesa v'mokmech, achal pishlo yotzo, itani, zadam shu yotzo, yoche, afu miktoso name, elo lo ish. So in other words, so the Gemara says, that in either case, so Rashi explains the Gemara, elo lo ish. In other words, loishne means there is no difference between a dimo mikzoso and dimo kulo. But Rashi explains loishno that even a dimo kulo is kshel, because it doesn't indicate any nekev. There is another pshat, the rach. The rach's pshat is a loishne that even a dimo mikzoso. I mean, that's a, just the reverse of Rashi. All right, now the Rashi. וריתי לו שיש רוצים דמינו תנו בוקר יש רוצים ישראל תנו נסם מקמחו דאי נאדי מוי מחוץ אבל בשביל יוצא מכל לא צריך חבורה שנחזרס יצאי רטריבבל אין קיור תחילים שאדי מוי ים בחוץ וידוע שנקרא ים לפנים ויסי פולינוקי ורוצה ואוכל נאמר לה היקרום וראה חשס ליקי הגום הוא יקנסידר את הממברי of that ray like the skin of the of the of, of the shmina shrotzim shrotzim וכן אמר היקרום דרי חש לקיר גומו ואוכל בפורש אוסום דיבהם על דיס לאיר הלך עבור לבן על לס לאיר לא יחשיב לך עבור לאחצ כזדם ואח מסנית כמה יסו ידע נהיר את תאי אלו לא ישנה דיבהים כולו בין מקסוס או כשיר כי דומר כמון אדום הכשיר או מדרבנוס אדום הכשיר או מדרבנוס but the hava minet dimor held that hedimo kulo is treif but Rashi explains it why was it treif or not on the basis that since it's a dimokulo, so the Gemara assumed, so that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred, but it's symptomatic of a nekev that is destined to occur. Even though Rashi Shita is legabi sirches, in addition to long, so that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. Tesis is chayik. So Rashi could be expected since vis-a-vis a sirche in a ray. So Rashi explains it on the basis, or that a sirche is symptomatic indicative of a nekev that already took place, that here where Dimo Kulo according to Halamine that is a strayva is also because it's symptomatic of a negative that already occurred. But you see that Rashi, even Rashi, who Ligabe Sirche explains it on the basis of a negative that already occurred, but Ligabe Dimo Kulo according to Halamine, he explains it on the basis of a negative that is destined to occur. Alright, now let's see the taste. Inka tatoyev inka veloye, my. Lil gabi krum shal meyach liboye hoche. How is it that ligabi the krum shal meyach the Gemara doesn't test any shayla? And here there is a whole discussion, and one says yes, and one says no. Then the maskone is like the one who says that in kafatoye will in kafeloye, so it's also me. But why gabi krum shal meyach? There is no discussion, and here there's a question. So he says lil gabi krum shal meyach liboye hoche. The pshita de loye magid shuho v'chozik mashein kein. The outer membrane of the lung is not as thick as the outer membrane of the brain. Will have the name Rav Yezir. Behold, the kind of rabbin of the kule. The Lutz of Lives the Kalim, which is the boy last year, Rav Yezir. El Loishne, Pirish Rach, not like Rashi, who says Loishne, the Tim Redim of Kule is Sheol. Pirish Rach, Loishne, who treifa, the Tim Redim of Kule is treifa. Or Pirushe, Hodo, but the Kama Duma Ksheil, or Mitram Nosen. So, but the question is, there is a Gemara further, that Adumo is Ksheil, because like Ram Nosen, so Rav Nosen, when a baby was brought to him and he saw it was red, so he says the dam was not, the blood was not completely nivla in the organism. And you'll wait, he told the mother, you'll wait until the dam will be nivla. And because of that, so the same principle applies to a lung too. In other words, if a baby looks red, it doesn't mean that the baby is very sick. The dam was not as yet nivla, but it's not an incurable condition. So the same thing, so if the lung is red, it's not an incurable condition. mit dem Nossen. So, that is contrary to the Rachspshat. So, ich lehme ein Heimekisch in Isla Benes, all die Nivichen. So, in other words, so according to the Rach, so when do we say that Adum Moksheo is, if it's red, but when you start inflating it, then the redness disappears. So then you see that this is just a temporary condition. Mashenke, if the redness is deeply rooted in the lung and it doesn't disappear as a result of blowing it, no matter how much you blow it, you inflate it, is still the redness doesn't diminish, then it's red. וכן מה שמתיחל לחסרי ותרבן גרשן בהג של ובעל החדיל יש רבן איתם וביקון תרספירה יש לא ישנה וקשר וכמון וכן פוסר הלוח הזדה לס ורב אלפס ורב יעקב וברב בובי הוי עומד Alright Now ויומרו יומר ראי שיופשו מקצוע סוטרי אם דראי דוויל אב If the red dried up, so then it's treif. In other words, in the final stages of tuberculosis, so the lung becomes completely dry. So if it's yofsho, so it's treif. V'chamo, what degree of yevashim will make it a treif? Omer Rav Papa Mishmedurove Kedesh Tefor B'Tzeper. In other words, if it is so dry that it will start crumbling. When you pass your nail over it, in other words, let's say, when you pass your nail over it, I mean, this is the same semen, I mean, just a coincidence, there is no logical connection. I mean, let's say, like a hadassim, or a roves, the leaves, if you want to know whether it's a yovish or not. So you have to lead your finger over it. If it starts crumbling, breaking, you know, as a result of passing over the finger, so then it's yovish. A certain swelling, you don't even have to pass your nail over it. You just take them in your hands and they start crumbling all over. Okay, so v'chamo amar afapa mishmeirove kidei shidvor b'tzeper. If it is so dry that it crumbles by the nail, k'man k'rabiyesi ben amishule. Nitanye yizehu yeveisho v'gabimumchei. So there we have a machlekes. What is eventual to be considered as a mum, so that you can be sheche the prayer big volim. So what Tanakame says is there eventual shimtinoke ven mitzia tipazdar. That if, let's say, when you lance it, you pierce it, and it doesn't produce, it doesn't bleed, that's eventual, that's a mum in a pro. So you can share it. Rabbi Yisim Nam Shulamay may are eventual kishrachel mitzpel. So in other words, so Rove accords with Rabbi Yisim Nam Shulem, not with the Rabbono, not with Tanakam. So the Gemara says no. I feel with Teimer Rabbono that Rove could agree with Tanakam also that the Gabi Pro. So the criterion is not Tipor Mitzpere, but the criterion is Tinoke and Mitzia Tipes Dam. But the Gabi Treves, the criterion is Tipor Mitzpere. I feel with Teimer Rabbono. Gabi Eizen prayer. Well, if the question is the Eizen of the prayer so dry that it's considered in moon, so the kosholit beizike lo yhadrebo lo yhadrebo. So in other words, gabe is in prayer, so it's exposed, so mele the air, the wind is shared, that it's exposed to the elements of nature, to the wind. So mele, even if it is not so dry that it will start crumbling, but it is dry so that when you lance it, it doesn't bleed. That's not the same degree of dryness as the Tipor B'Tzeper. The Tipor B'Tzeper is more dry. So, but since it's exposed, the Eizen of the behemoth is exposed to the wind, to the element of nature, so it's incurable. Even if it doesn't crumble by the spirit, but the lung is not exposed to the elements of nature, to the wind. So mele, when is it an incurable condition? Only if it crumbles by the spirit. But if it doesn't crumble by the spirit, it is moderately dry. In other words, when you lance it, it doesn't bleed, so then it's still cured. All right, Rashi. זהו יבש, גם בבחיר כהן עכשיו שומעים לו, בשביציר דם, אם זה יבש, עד שתהיו משכל קר שנפרד על מצפרן, רוח ויאביה, מה בישו מקלקל לסמק? הורג עשינו לכם, כים דו ישומי באביב ועד לבורי. אולי, נקסט נאמר. ויאמר עליו, היי ראי דקאי מגיל דגיל. Suppose along has many scabs. אוך מאוך. It has black patches. Black spots. Black patches. Chazuse, chazuse. Or suppose it has different maras. Let's say red, green. חזוסה חזוסה, גבונים גבונים, ודף גהנה גבונים, דו אמית, ואונלי אפירנסס לדלת מטה, כי נדומו ירוקו ונצוע, ואנו לא קמם בהלוכס. אוי, נאו דה נקסט ממר אופן. אומר עמי מה משמי דרוב עם עקיפים בבואה. וואלי את מין עם עקיפים בבואה? עם עקיפים בבואה. לצד הרש. עם עקיפים בבואה, בואה שניקו בראה, היחד למש מיד את הבוחת. דילקה למיס, דילמיס לבית הבוחה. וידוע אם כלים שחיתה לאחר שחיתה. In other words, suppose a ray has a cyst. So it's not ray, if he has a cyst. But suppose we find that's לאחר שחיתה. We open up the ray, we take out the ray. So we see that the ray has a cyst, but the cyst is pierced, is lensed. Now, if we knew so naturally there is an eker. If the cyst is lens, so it's an eker. But the question is, when did this happen? Did it happen before Shchite? The cyst. The behemoth obviously had a cyst on the lung while it was alive. But maybe while it was alive, the cyst was intact, was not opened. So there was no eker. And l'achar Shchite, it was opened up, so the nekif occurred after Shchita, so it doesn't matter. Or maybe the cyst opened up before Shchita, so the mele, a nekif occurred in the Reye, before Shchita, so it's treif. So, imakivim bibuye, buye shenikvu. Imakivim bibuye means that we cannot compare one cyst with another. Buye is a cyst. We cannot compare one cyst with another. Im akiv bibuye, buye shenikvu bereye, where it was lensed, opened up, heyched lemash mishiyad etabach, dileke lemis lebitabach. If it is in a place where the average butcher handles it with his hands, so then this is a reasonably attributable circumstance that the cyst was lensed by the handling, by the manipulation of the hands of the butcher. Why should we be chayshish that the lens, that it was lensed in the lifetime of the behemoth? Why? If the cyst occurs in that part of the lung where every butcher, after shchite, handles it, manipulates it on that spot, so it can reasonably be attributed. So it can reasonably be attributed to that place. It can reasonably be attributed that place. But we are dealing with the case where it's the cyst occurred not where it's mimash mishiyot et abochi. The lekelemis le bit abochi. Vein yodua im keirim shchite lach ha-shchite. So im ivim bua acheres lehakev. So we could say, let us bring and another lung that also has a cyst. An unlensed, a cyst that is not opened up. That was not opened up. So that's clear. And then let's artificially take the other lung that has a cyst that was not lensed and let's lens it. And then let's look how do the two lens sis compare with each other? In other words, now the other sis that we opened up, so we know it's okay. Now, if this lens sis looks exactly the way the other one looks, so that will be a raya that this sis also opened up, because had it opened up before Shrite, somehow it would look different. We can say that. We can say that. So he says, אם מבין בו החרס לאטי וקרף אסול נקבו ולירייס עם מרה הנקודים שווים קדם נקם ופירקים מעקיפים בראי דהנה מילה ראי אבוקים שנאסס בו בוי so many times we do rely on הקופה. הקופה means when we do the same thing to not along and we see whether it looks the same, but that's only if there is no cyst in the ray. So then we could determine Mashenke, if there is a cyst in the ray, then we couldn't make a comparison. Dan ray, avokim shenasim bubui mara nikamo, shoroso mistanis kosho, vishemo mara ache hoyole, vinishtame. In other words, because since there is a cyst, so a cyst changes its appearance by the lapse of time. So mele, if we see that this other lung that has a cyst, and which we lens, has the same appearance as the cyst in question, as the neck in question, so we cannot say, well, it looks the same, so I suppose they have been subjected to the same thing. The other, the cyst in question too, opened up after Shrite. No, because we say, in view of the fact that the cyst changes through the lapse of time, so the cyst in question, at the time, the first moment it opened up, it didn't look like this. This cyst looks like this the first moment it opened up, and the cyst in question looks like this, let's say, many hours later. So in other words, so there is no equation between the two cysts. בשם המערך האלוהי ונשתנה לא שמעקיפים מקרביז לא זו כמו אם מעקיפים שתי חובייס דמיסחס בייצה. Alright, אם עקום ליבוי ויום הרוב the next member הנתר תאונה דיסריך להדודה לסלם דיקה. Now that's the union of סירחס, that's the union of סירחס. Now everybody knows what kosher is, and many people even very orthodox Jews, so if you mention glatt kosher they consider you as a fanatic. It's almost a stigma like being identified in the Torah Karat in Yerushalayim. I mean, if you are Zoyan Glatt Kosher. The truth is that according to the Mechaber, so not Glatt Kosher meat is Sofik Trev. The Ramo, Bimokim Hefset Merube, so he is Maker. But the Ramo himself is not very much in favor of eating not Glatt Kosher meat. What does not Glatt Kosher meat, what does Glatt Kosher meat mean? Glatt kosher meat means, not glatt kosher meat means that the behemah had a sirch. Now a sirch is indicative of an ekev that occurred, or that is according to Rashi, or that it's destined to occur. What is a sirch? It means an addition. If you have, let's say, an addition on the lung, if, let's say, one lobe of the lung adheres through fibrous tissue to another lobe, and it's not kisitron. So that, according to Rashi, so it's trave. According to Rashi, it's trave because ein sirche v'lo nekev, and according to Tosfos, not because the adhesion is indicative of a nekev that already occurred, but this adhesion is destined to break. In other words, there is an adhesion, there is fibrous tissue that adheres one lobe to the other. One lobe to the other. So that's destined to break away, this addition, to open up. When it opens up, so in that kevlaka, in that kevlaka. So mainly it makes a trade already, because it's destined. So that's the basic machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's indicative of a past nekev, and according to Tosfos, it's indicative of a future nekev, of a future nekev. That's a sirche. Now, so there are certain sirches that are kosher. Let's say sirche tluyo. A pendant sirche, a sirche, an addition on the long, but it's hanging. So a sirche tluya is chayo. Then leiche b'alme, if it's just moisture, not a real adhesion, then of course real b'alme is certainly chayo. Now, what is but there is a machlekes rishenim. Suppose you have a sirche, the a sirche and the lung. Let's say one lobe of the lung adheres to the other lobe of the lung. It adheres, but the attachment is not very firm. In other words, in the sheichet, by just manipulating with his fingers, by touching it lightly over the adhesion will be with the sirche will be removed. Not by tearing it. If the sirche is removed as a result of exerting force, then it's treve according to all the rishim. But suppose it's a very, very loose sirche. And by mishmush alone, just by putting your fingers mildly over the adhesion, the sirche will be removed. So there is a shite that if it is removable readily from mishmush yodayim without force, so then it has a din like shriya ba'omer. But the Rashba says that one who is moderate is machut sofik treifes liyisrael. Now the mechaber passes like the Rashba, so that's why the svardim, I mean, they are more machmir. The Ramo, in Simon Lamentes, so he says, the Sifri Gimel, the Agoy, V'yesh matirin li mashmish b'sirches, u'mayo behem, and to manipulate with your fingers, v'emrim she'sircho, a real sircho, im yimayi chodom bo kol ayoyim, lo itinotik. So it will not be torn away, unless you exert force, you mamish there to it. So every sircha could be torn away. So, v'rochein kol mokem she'yismayich, wherever it can be manipulated with mishmish yodayim, and be removed thereby, it's not a sircha, it's rio ba'omi. Teimul hoki, v'emrim she'yini sircha lo rio ba'omi. So that's not what kosher means. V'af al pi she'u kulek de'lo, כבר נוהגו כל בני מדינסינו ואין למחיס ביודם. מייחה שיש להם על מה שיסמכו, ומכל מוקים צורך לי יסעבדי כי יראי אלקים, שידע לזוי אל מייר בנחס של ינותק בכיח, because there is a very thin line between mere mishmush and removing it. I mean, so it's דובר עמוס על הלב. I mean, no one can even control it. So the only control is the ירושלים of the שייכת. But if there is somebody, if the שייכת is not a real ירושלים, so even if he has a number of supervisors who look at the sheikhet, who supervise the sheikhet, and they look how he removes the sirches, they couldn't tell whether he removed it by mere mishmush or he exerted force. Maybe he exerted force, but he knows how to do it, so it will not even be noticed by anyone. So he says, "V'tzmikom mokim sochli yisa benik yirei lekim, sheyedei alizoya limaya benachas, sheli natik bekeach." So he says, "V'yesh mikemeis sheinei agin limayich or limashmish b'siches avrode in misro makmachel chomokish nisorach treiv. V'yesh mikemeis sheno agol lohokil gam boze. V'luini rekisvore reshein. So in other words, that we shouldn't be mimayich or limashmish b'siches. Shalu limayor b'vrode uvchol sirches sheim shalui kisidron miachas shesircho shalui kisidron treivo muska b'dmore v'incheli kolov ein lismech adivri makilim b'in amiyuch b'mishmishim." So it's not so. Everybody says the Ramo is Meikil. The Ramo is not so Meikil. He says that we live near a kisvor v'sheine shaloi limayich b'chol sircha shem shaloi kisidron. Avla minig b'yireinu in Krakow limashmei shu limayich b'chol asirches. Ve'in chiluk ben sircha l'sircha. V'nochi lochish ma shekasavti. Not to be limayich b'sirches. Im loi behefset merubi. So the Ramo is not so Meikil. He is only Meikil b'mokim behefset merubi. So that's a machlekes rishenim ligabi sircho that is easily removable through mishmush biyodai without tearing it. But suppose it's not easily removable, then it's a sirch. But there are two kinds of sirches. There is a sirche that is kisidron, and there is a sirche that is shoy kisidron. Ve'yom arove, hane tar teune disrich la adode leslo emdiki. So in other words, you can't even be bathing. In other words, let's say, suppose you'll take the long, so you have a sirche, shaloi kisidron. Shaloi kisidron would be, let's say, now this is, we have 5 unes and 2 umes. Now, in all the textbooks, so they don't know the distinction between an une and an ume. What they call small lobes and main lobes, large lobes. But what is called the large lobe and the main lobe of the lung, that's called by Rishenim ume. Still, there are some Rishenim who don't recognize the distinction between ume and ume. They don't recognize the distinction, some Rishenim. Because the expression, the term ume is mentioned in the Gemara. Time and time again, ume is not even mentioned in the Gemara. But Rishenim use, now, here you have, now, so the Gemara then says, Omar over hey uni Israel reye, apik lapi gavre, klote mi mine vitarte mi smeli, vitarte mi smeli. So in other words, so the Gemara has reference to the tzio, or where the behemo is suspended with the legs up. So in other words, it's like this, you see. So when it's suspended. So then the right lung faces your right hand, and the left lung faces your left hand, but like this. So this is my right hand. So this is the left lung, and this is the right lung. So these are the tumes. This is the left tume, the mother lung. I mean, the little translation of tume would be the mother lung, or as it is called, the main lobe, the main right lobe, and the main left lobe. So this is the main left lobe. That's the umo, hasmolis, and this is the main right lobe. The umo hayiminis. The umo hayiminis, the madalong, the right madalong, so is a little larger than the left madalong. Then the Gemara says that they are tlote mimine, there are three lobes, unis, and in the right lung. Now this is the right lung. This is the right ume, the main lobe, the madalong. And then you have three lobes here on the right side. This is a very small one, that's the unan tzoris. This one, this is the second one, and this is the third one. Now, so you see this one, so number seven, uno aruchavlo. That's on the right side. Number seven, uno aruchavlo. Number six, that's the small one, that's a very small one. So that's called Uno Emtzois. Uno Emtzois. And then number five is Mispatzeles, it branches out. So it's called Uno Mispatzeles. So on the right side, you have three lobes and one woman. And the woman, the mother lung, on the right side is a little larger than the mother lung. You can see it in this diagram. Is a little larger. This extends up to here, and this extends up to here. So the right tume is a little larger than the left tume. Now, and so on the right side, you have one tume and three unes. Three unes. In other words, you have una ruchavovo, you have uno emtsois, and you have una mispatzeles. Then on the left side, you have one tume, which is a little smaller than the right tume, and then you have two unes. You have two unes. So you have number three, uno el lleno, and then you have number four, uno mishucho kecheitz. You see how it's shaped. So it's called uno mishucho kecheitz. So in other words, altogether you have five unes and two umes, or you can call it seven lobes. As a matter of fact, there are some Rishenim who refuse to recognize a distinction between ume and une. They say, Rashi in the Tshuva says, V'chim nidas ha-sheitim, she-keirim lo-ze ume v'lo-zo yune, nishane sadim. So Rashi himself doesn't recognize the distinction between ume and une. It's just a question of a larger lobe of the lung and a smaller lobe of the lung. So in other words, but anyway, the way Rishenim call it is that the smaller things, that's called unes, and the big thing, the main lobes, are called umes. So Suppose you have Shaloi Kisidron. Suppose you have Shaloi Kisidron. In other words, let's say, suppose here you have three unes. This une, number seven, number six, and number five. So suppose this une, that is number seven, una ahuchavov, would adhere to une number five, to the una hamespatzalas. That will certainly be shaloi kisidron. If there will be an attachment, an adhesion between the una number seven, which is una ahuchavov, and una number five, that is the una hamespatzalas, then it's certainly shaloi kisidron. You see, if the addition is between una number seven, una aruchavavo, and una number six, so then it could be kisidron too, you see, because they are close, they are adjacent. So then you could have a case where it's kisidron, but between the una seven, and una number five, so if there is an addition between these two, between the una aruchavavo and the una mispatzeles, so then it's certainly shaloi kisidron. So then, even if you take the long and you put it in lukewarm water and you test it, so it doesn't mean anything. So it doesn't bubble. It doesn't mean anything that it doesn't bubble. It doesn't mean anything. Because so less lem dike. But dike is not effective. Now, so ve'yomarode. Hane tarte une dischicha la'adode. Less lem dike. In other words, even a dike is not effective. So even if you put the long in lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, it doesn't mean anything. It's still trailing. V'loy amoron elo shaloi kisidron. Avo kisidron, haine ribisaye. What would be an example of kisidron if there is an addition between une number seven, which is the una aruchavavo, and the una emtsois? They are close to each other. And suppose the addition takes place between the incision of the uno aruchavavo and the incision, the cut of, here there is, you see, here is the cut of the uno aruchavavo, and here is the incision, the cut of the uno emtsois. Suppose there is fibrous tissue that adheres this uno with that uno. That would be kisidron according to Rishonim. You see, there is a machlek Rishonim. Suppose there is an addition, migav ligav. Suppose one would lie on the other, you see, and would be adhered. Suppose somehow this une would lie on that une, that would be migav ligav, upon the une emtsois, and there would be fibrous tissue attaching it. So then there is a machlekes rishonim whether that would be considered kisidron or not kisidron. Machlekes rishonim. But, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when is it kisidron? Only when it's mechitoch lechitoch. When there is an addition between the cut, the incision of one une and the incision of the other une. Now this is the una aruchavavo. This is the une emtsois. Now this is the incision, the cut. So if this will be attached, will adhere through fibrous tissue to this cut, you see, through this incision, then it will be kisidron, according to the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. But if it will be midav al gav, or Mechitu chalgav, then it's shaloi kisidron. Then it's shaloi kisidron. So, ve'lo amaron, hane tarte une dischicha la'adode les lamdike, ve'lo yamaron, elo shaloi kisidron. Avo kisidron, haine ribisal. But if it is kisidron, if it will be, let's say, an adhesion between the una aruchavavo and the una emtsois, mechituch lechituch, so then it's haine ribisal, that's a natural thing, that's a natural situation. Let's see the Rashi. All right. Let's look the Kusi. She sir chesu machmas nekev ibo. That's the Rashi, what the Rashi says. That the sirche is strave because it's indicative of a past nekev. She mitech she oreye she yeves kol mine mashke ve ha mashke nase ol b'seicho ve yeitzi me'at miyadech ha nekev nikpa ve nase krum. In other words, how did this fibrous tissue develop and attach the two unes. How did it happen? The answer is, in that une there must have been a nekev.
And then the lobe of the lung absorbs a lot of moisture. So it was filled up with moisture, so then it comes out, that moisture comes out through the nekev, and then it develops into a krum, into a tissue. And then it becomes connected, adhered to the other one. To the other one. So in other words, it happened as a result of a nekev. Teisa says, no, not that this happens as a result of a nekev. This happens without the nekev. But this is destined to break away from the other, then a nekev will be formed. So since it's destined to result in a nekev, it's already trained. But Rashi says it's indicative of a past nekev. So the nikvel nasekrum, kach motzos b'tshuva sageni. V'av al pishu say sema nekev, v'meitzi ruach. But then you'll say, but what do we care? After all, true, there was a nekev. But the tissue developed, fibrous tissue developed. So that blocks the nekev. So the melee it should be all right. So the answer is, if there is a nekev in the reye, and then there was scar tissue was formed over it, so it doesn't change the situation. It still remains straight. So when is it? Dafke shaloi kisidro. Kein shtayim achitzeneis, nibiku bisirche mimal emtsoyis. So in other words, so when Rashi wants to give an example of a sirche shaloi kisidron, so he mentions the example, the shtayim achitzeneis, if the une hamispatzeles became attached and adhered to the une haruch above, not the two unes, the addition is not between the two unes that are adjacent to each other, because then it would be kisidron. That's why Rashi has to mention example. Rashi has to mention an example of a sirche between the una aruch avovo and the una mispatzeles. Not an example of a sirche between the una aruch avovo and the una emtsoyis, or between the una mispatzeles and una emtsoyis, because then it would be kisidron. Because you see, you have the una aruch avovo and you have the emtsoyis, and then you have the una mispatzeles. So according to Rashi, when would it be shaloi kisidron? If the sirche is between, if there is an attachment between two lobes that are not adjacent to each other, because the una emtsoyis intervenes between the uno aruch avovo and the uno amispatzeles. Masha'inkin, if the sirche is between two lobes that are adjacent to each other, so then it's kisidron. It doesn't make any difference how the attachment is. Whether the attachment is mechitoch lechitoch, megav legav, mechitoch legav. It doesn't mechut legav, mechut lechut. It doesn't make any difference. According to Rashi, as long as the attachment is between two lobes that are adjacent to each other, then it's considered kisidron. And when is it not kisidron? When the attachment is between the two unes achitzenis. Between the two and the three things. But most Rishonim achelik, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that Rishonim, that there could be a nune shaloi kisidron, even if the addition, the sirche, is between the two that are close to each other. Let's see the Rashi. Shaloi kisidron kishtayim achetzenis, nidu kubi sirche, mimal emtsoyis im tachteo. But if it's kisidron, hayne ribusaye, zu miginu al zu, vihadro bori, mitech shesheich vizu al zu, einu misparkis, vakrum hilich vichozok, avo kishehin shaloi kisidron, zu ilaches likan, vizu ilaches likan, vakrum misparik venista. Vakrum misparik venista. Now, Tesis will discuss, according to Rashi, that a sirche is indicative of a past nekev, so why should a sirche kisidron be kosheiro? If it is indicative of a future nekev, so then we say, if it's kisidron, it's not destined to form a nekev. Only when shaloi kisidron. But according to Rashi, so every sirche is an indication that the nekev already occurred. So what if it's kisidron? So he says, Rashi says, it's maybe if it's kisidron. But krum sholo machmas mako, any krum. The answer is, the reason as to why you say krum sholo machmas mako is any krum, because it's not destined to remain there. Permanently. Masha'inkein, if the sirche is kisidron, true, that there was a nekev already in the lobe. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any addition between the Une Aruch HaVovo and Une Mtsois. But since they are, the two are adjacent to each other, so that tissue, that fibrous tissue that adheres the two, is not destined to break away. So Mimele, we don't apply the aloche of Krum Sholom Machmas Mako in a Krum. That's what we have to say, contrast. שמתייך ששייך ויס, זו על זו עם מספרקיס, והקחום מלך וחוזוק, אבל כשאין שלוי כסידרון, זו ילכס לכאן וזו ילכס לכאן, והקחום מספרק וניסטר, וכן הלוכה, דלקם אמדיפוליק עלי, והוא נעשו לך באומו, ויעץ לו, מי זה בו ליודי ושואלתי? Now suppose there is an addition between the אומה and the נונה, and it's כסידרון. Now, here we have on the left side, so that's the אומה הסמוליס, and then we have Number four, Una Mishucha Kechetz. And then we have number three, Una Lien. So in other words, you have two Unes that are adjacent to each other. The Una Mishucha Kechetz and the Una Lien. And the Una Lien. And then at the bottom you have the Umi. Now, what is, which Une is adjacent to the Umi? Hasmodis. The Una Mishucha Kechetz. is adjacent to the Uma Hasmolis. Suppose there will be an adhesion, there will be an attachment for fibrous tissue between the Uma Hasmolis and the Uma Mishuch HaKechetz. Kisidron. Is it Ksheir or not Ksheir? So there is a Machlag al Shabbat. Some say that's Ksheir. That's the Shita of Rashi's Rabbi, and Rashi agrees with it. He said that the same Aloche that the Gemara mentions connection with two Unes Kisidron. So it's not Trefo, so it should apply to an adhesion between the Ume and the Nune at Kesidron. Because as far as the Gemara is concerned, the name Ume is not even mentioned. This is arbitrary, it's an artificial name, Ume. But actually, Alpidin, the Ume is also a Nune. It's a bigger Ume. Meidas Hashetim, Shekirim Lo Zeh Ume, V'lo Zeh Ume. He doesn't mean when he says, in Sefer HaPar the Shetim, he doesn't mean Shetim fools, but Shetim really means someone who is irregular, I mean, who is strange. That's what it is. Meidas Hashetim, those who apply an irregular approach, and they call one Ume and one Une, but it's the same thing, in final analysis. So Memele, if there is an addition between the Ume and the Una Meshucha Kechetz Kisidron, so that is Ksheiro. But then other Kishenim say no. When do we say that Kisidron is Ksheiro only if the Tzirche is between one Une and another? But if the Tzirche is between an Une and an Une, even if it's Kisidron, let's say it will be between the Ume and the Una Meshucha Kechetz, even though it's Kisidron, so then it's there. So then he mentions two shittes. וכן על עושה. והוא נעשו חבומה, ויעץ לו, מה זה בו ליודי ושאול תספיר רבי יעקב ברבי, יוקו, ברבי יוקו, ברבי יוקו, ויתירו לי לאחר. ויש איזה, in other words, the מחלק is easy, if it's כסידרון, if it's שלוי כסידרון, it's certainly it's רייפה, because even by whom is שלוי כסידרון is רייפה, על אחס כמה וכמה, by whom is, let's say if there will be, a sirche between the Uma Asmolis and the Uno Alieno, then it will certainly be Shaloi Kisidron. Then of course it's right. But suppose there is Kisidron between the Uma Asmolis and the Uno Mishon Kechetz. Right. Vihu Amali, Taimi Vitamon, Ho Yisri Meimrim, Hari Negev Yesh, Ulo Matzone Shehu Tara Lebuni, Kidom Arov, Avol Kisidron, Hangar Yusai, Avol Ume Loi Koma, Vitaim Edune, Mishum Sheimti, Mimetzar Achosim. So in other words, the Gemara only applies it so the Isrim, they hold that Alpidin there is a difference between Ume and Une. It's not arbitrary, it's not a question of semantics, of using one word, one appellation in regard to a larger lobe, and another appellation in regard to a smaller lobe. Alpidin there is a difference between the Ume and Une. And that's the reason as to why all Rishenim use a different name in respect to the main lobe than they use in respect to the smaller lobes, he says. But then you ask, so what's the difference? Al pisvore, v'taim edune mishum sheim di mitzar achoz in the chest, u'mischamnis, v'atre bori, because there is a lot of warmth, so memele it's cured. V'teida shai v'rei asmuch alidei v'mbune k'sheiro, u'vum etreife, k'ilikamo.
Jetzt rasch ich. Wie da Meiri, lo ima zi. Wie da Meiri? And what's the time of Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochea? Who says that a sirche between a numen and a numen kisidron is also kshero? Lo ima zi no umu bigmore. The term umu doesn't even appear in the gemore. Vi rove lo yom ataymi mishum chay. And the reason is why une kisidron. So a sirche in the une kisidron is not re, is, has nothing to do with the warmth in the chest. Di becholo reya amoron leil. Du li sholat ba'avirai. We have a pirish time in Mishum the Heiner Rebuse, claim a kaching daily zoom zoom. They are adjacent to each other. So, mainly, they are not going to be detached from each other. Since it's adjacent one to the other. So, this addition is not going to be torn up. It's not going to open. Because that's the natural position to be situated one next to the other. Hilkach loishne une loishne ume. So what difference does it make whether the addition is between the Una Elyeinu and the Una Meshorat Yechetz or the addition is between the Una Meshorat Yechetz and the Uma Asmolos? They are close to each other and they adjoin each other. So Memele, they are not destined to be misparit from each other. So, Hilket, V'rob no katune mishum di kamil se deirlon, di shaloi kisit on treife, v'avog av di abe srich hayin lebedit ma v'kshere, ken amrin li kamon, as min rove do osam ayetayim ilichim shachol tzarein, sheikh v'stomid itz ladeif v'mispar kis menezu mezu, avo shaloi kisit on mispar kisein, shahar imtso yis mfakoson, v'lo yitay medech agadeif v'mamidon, shaloi mispar kisem mezu, avo buna v'uma shaloi kisit on v'yitzrich on l'roi. So then he'll ask, so why doesn't Rove tell us like abid umen dune? So he says, the main chidesh of Rove is that if it's a loike citron, so even in the une, it's treif. But if it's a loike citron between the ume and the une, then it doesn't even have to be mentioned, it goes without saying. But one could argue that where the addition is between two unes, even a loike citron, it shouldn't be treif. So kamash malon, that if the addition is between two unes, a loike citron, it's also treif. The chim yurech alachol in this, mi yazik bo shalom yisparko, usyok moshas lidvorov, which was again him, v'nikorin divre emes, v'yinuse divrode. So that the Gemara discusses later, and this is what that's the rose lobe. Now, the nuse divrode, that's the one in the middle. The one in the middle. That's called, because it looks like a rose. Yinuse divrode, you see why you have that black thing? So that's the yinuse divrode, in the middle. That's really in the center. Between, it's really between the two umes. So, the new set of water, Kolecha, the Sapre Treve, the Hululi Gabodi, don't show it to the Nino. So Rashi says, suppose there is an addition between the new set of water, this rose like lobe, and one of the lobes on the right side, or the lobes of the lungs, of the left side, so it's right. Because when the lobe, when the rose lobe is attached to another lobe, then it's always shalom kisidron. Because, you see, when it can be kisidron, when the two are situated mamish together, you know, together, let's say, the una lieno and the una mishor tichetz. Mashayim came the rose lobe, so that's in the center. So they're not situated together, adjacent to one another. True, it touches other lobes, but it's always shalom kisidron, no matter which. To which lobe it is attached, it is always shalom kisidron and it's right. Okay.